This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Sports Radio 740, Joe Hunk here with you on this Tuesday afternoon, one in which we have all obviously been talking about the Auburn Tigers' loss to Florida State last night. Really, more than a loss, it was a butt kicking. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on, because we actually have some awesome stuff going on here locally. That involving the Montgomery Zoo. You know that we were out there for Zoo Weekend. Wow, how long ago was Zoo Weekend? Because I feel like it just happened.
I think it's been almost 3 months now.
Seriously? Okay, well, it's been 3 months.
Yeah.
And the voice you just heard was Megan Weir, who is there. Marketing PR manager and everything for the Montgomery Zoo. She's come out and hang out with us at Twin Peaks before to talk about some awesome events taking place at the Montgomery Zoo. And you've got two events that I just think are spectacular and great ways to get people out at the zoo. First one being inviting members of our military out. I mean, that's pretty an awesome thing that you guys are doing. And I believe it's the 15th, next Thursday?
That's right. Next Thursday, the 15th, we have our Military Appreciation Day. It's an event we put on every year in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce. And we invite all of our military families to come out and enjoy a free day at the zoo.
And what all is included in this? Because, I mean, I know that if they show their ID, then I believe they get in for free, correct?
Correct.
And then what else comes along with them being able to come into the park for free?
They will receive, along with the free admission, give them a free train ride, so they can take a train ride around the zoo. And they also will have lunch that will be served from 11:30 to 1 that day. It is for active duty and retired military members, their spouses, and dependent children. So all we need is a valid ID, and you can come and bring your family and enjoy this great time. We'll have keeper talks in the afternoon. We have a lion keeper talk at 1:30 and elephant keeper talk at 2:30. So just a lot of fun things for the family to do on this great summer day.
How many keeper talks have you sat through before in your life?
Quite a few. And I learn something new every time. So even if it's something that you've been to before, I always encourage people to go to it again, because if it's a different keeper, they'll offer a different and a new perspective on that animal.
What is these keeper conversations that take place? I mean, obviously they get you to learn about the animal. But for me, and I, again, you know, my first time at the Montgomery Zoo, I was like 8 years old. But, you know, and I went back for Zoo Weekend, and we're walking around this park, and I'm looking at these animals, and I'm like, these are absolutely gorgeous animals that are here in Montgomery that we're all sitting and enjoying. And the keeper talk that you're talking about, that allows you to learn even more things about the animal that you had no clue about, because a lot of times we're just like, oh yeah, I know everything about it. But there's really more to it than this that you can learn from these keeper talks.
That's true. They'll tell you why the animals have certain mannerisms. You know, we have elephants have to keep their circulation going. So you might wonder, why does this elephant shift weight or walk around a lot? You know, you'll learn about that
in
the keeper talk.
Seriously?
They have to keep their circulation. They have to keep the blood moving, so to keep their legs moving. With our lion keeper talk, they do a targeted training session where they kind of walk you through how the keeper examines the animal on a daily basis to make sure that they're healthy. And so you just learn a lot about the animals that you wouldn't get from just walking by and just watching them for a few minutes.
What is the most interesting keeper talk that you've been to?
I really have enjoyed learning about the elephants, just because I didn't know there were so many different things about how they, you know, their mannerisms, and there's purposes behind that. It's not just, you know, them hanging out in their habitat. They, you know, do those things for a certain reason, why they flap their ears and why they shift their weight. So it's been pretty insightful.
My favorite, I really am curious about, I believe it's the rhino that you guys have. Mm-hmm. And the wife and I were staring at that rhino the whole time, just as he just rolled around in mud.
Mm-hmm.
He just rolled around, and even I felt like I was like, oh well, the reason why he does that is because it helps him stay cool. And I'm just like, I don't know if that's the truth, but it sounds right.
It is that muddy bath kind of does help their skin stay cool in the heat. And the rhino is a favorite of many people. Mm-hmm. Because he is very fun to watch,
and massive.
Will come, you know, pretty up close to the viewing station, so he's a crowd favorite.
He's just in. There's a few of these animals that are there that you sit and you stare. Like we've watched Pixar movies and we've watched Disney movies and we've seen all these things. And I mean, heck, the wife made me watch some god awful Adam Sandler movie that involved him going to Africa. Like, I don't even know the name of the movie, but you see all these animals on TV and then you actually get to see them in person. And I don't think many of us realize, like the rhino, for instance, how just massive this animal is. Mm-hmm. and the craziness that it is. You're just staring at an animal that literally at any point in time could kill you, and you're just sitting there staring at it. Is the craziest thing to be part of those animals. Now, one thing that I did like about the zoo, and there's an awesome thing that you guys are doing on the 20th that we'll talk about in just a second, but they're just standing in front of some of the cages and watching the animals as they move around. There's some that are lazy. There's some that are extremely active. For you, just even whenever you just walk through the zoo, what's the most interesting animal that you see?
Well, they all are interesting in their own way. And the more that you go to the zoo and the more time you spend around them, you kind of learn a little bit of their personalities.
Yeah.
I really enjoy watching our jaguars. And it may be the fact that my office is close by, so I see them pretty often. But I just, you know, our jaguars, I feel like when they stare you down, it's pretty captivating. Mm-hmm. They're a very interesting animal. So I've had, you know, a fun time watching them. We had some cubs this past year with our jaguars. So they're one of my favorite ones to see.
I was sitting there, and it was zoo weekend, and that's right beside the big open space that where we were all set up. And the wife and I are walking by, and we're staring at the jaguar cage. And it was awesome because we forget that even though these are animals, I mean, they have instincts. They have, you know, their smells. They have better, you know, they can smell things that we can. And I believe there was some tap dancers, I want to say, that was there participating at zoo weekend. And one of them had popcorn just in their hand. They had popcorn. And the one jaguar from the other end of the cage, we could just see it staring at the kid with the popcorn. And I just sat there going, oh, if that cage wasn't there, this would be really bad right now. This would be really bad right now. And then the quickness that jaguar ran from one end of the cage to the other just to try to get that smell, because she was just standing there with her popcorn right there at the cage, just looking at it. And it was just like, oh, that is real. That right there, he wants that popcorn.
She'll stare you down good.
And that's part of the other things that we get to learn about is what's coming up on the 20th. And that is the American Bald Eagle Day. Is that what it is? The American Eagle Day?
American Eagle Day is coming up on the 20th. The American Eagle Foundation actually started the event back in the 90s. It was started to, you know, recognize the conservation efforts to bring bald eagles and golden eagles back up to, you know, good solid numbers in the wild, because these animals were endangered for quite a long time. They're currently not on the endangered species list anymore, which is great, but they still are susceptible to injury and death from solar, wind turbines, power lines, still some with poaching.
They can really just fly through, seriously? That happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, they still are, you know, even though their numbers are up from what they were from the 60s through the late 90s, we still want to preserve the species. It is our national bird. Yeah. So on the 20th, we're having a day to celebrate American Eagle Day. We will have keeper talks, one at 10 and one at 2. We will have a craft activity for kids to do where they can make a little eagle craft keepsake to take home. We're going to have a really neat banner that has a representation of a full eagle wingspan. So you can go up to it, spread your own wings, and see how your arm span compares to that of a real eagle.
Their wingspan is pretty long, isn't it?
It is. It can be anywhere from about 6 to 7 feet on an adult eagle. So It's a massive span.
and that part is, I stare at an eagle, and depending on no matter where you are and you see one, especially even at the zoo, it's just something about it. It is very, I guess, majestic is a good word to use about an eagle, just because it's so, again, we see pictures, but you get up close and you really get to see this animal and how large it is. Mm-hmm. That's another one where I think the keeper talk would be really interesting to learn a little bit more about the eagle.
It will be really fun to learn about it. And the keepers can tell you about our specific animals. So where, you know, you could go online and learn about, you know, any type of animal.
Yeah.
Our keepers can tell you about the animal, and they can say, and this animal at the zoo has these certain characteristics this kind of personality.
It's a very moody bird. No, I really don't know if that's really it. But, I mean, it could be its individual personality. I don't know.
And our eagle habitat is really neat because it is kind of elevated in a way. You're on the ground, but it goes off the side of the hill.
Yeah.
So that when the birds roost and sit up in the trees, they are about at eye level with our guests. So it is a pretty neat exhibit to see.
Laziest animal inside the zoo?
Probably the lions or the tigers. Our big cats sleep about 21 to 22 hours a day.
Really?
They're at the top of the food chain, so they do not have to worry about a thing. So I would say the lions and the tigers probably do the most sleeping.
That is awesome. I had no idea. See, this is the stuff that you learn at the Keeper Talk. You really have went to like every single Keeper Talk that you guys have. What is it, as we're joining Megan Weir of the Montgomery Zoo, marketing PR manager for those guys. For you, whenever you get asked about the Montgomery Zoo, what is the one thing that you say is different about the Montgomery Zoo that no other zoo has?
I think we have a great walkable zoo. We're a good size zoo. You can see everything in about, you know, if you're taking your time and looking at everything, 3.5 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe a little longer if you have kids that like to play on the playground for
yes.
a while or want
yes.
to ride the train 5 times. But it's the appropriate size where you can get around and see these animals, feel like you've seen everything, but you don't feel rushed or overwhelmed yeah. or totally exhausted.
And the sky lift is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking under it, my whole thought is just the view that you would get from the sky lift just going across the park is just amazing.
Yeah, you're 40 feet in the air, so you get this great aerial view. You go over directly over our giraffes, over our lions, our new cheetahs that we have. Ride over them and come back. So it does offer a neat vantage point that you don't get from the ground.
That's awesome. So now the first of these awesome weekends is taking place. It's not even weekends. It's on Thursday, the 15th. Mm-hmm. That's your military appreciation. And military members just show their ID and their families get in free.
That's right.
And then you have the celebration of American Eagle Day. That's going to be taking place on Tuesday, the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Seminars. Oh, I say seminars, you know, animal
keeper talk.
Yeah, keeper talk. Uh-huh. That's it. Keeper talk. and all of that is going to be taking place. And Megan, we appreciate you coming through and letting us know what all's happening at the Montgomery Zoo, because it's not just some place that you go to one time and then you go, we never go to it anymore. It's something that you can go to multiple times and enjoy it differently each time.
That's right. Yeah, we want you to come out, enjoy it often. If you think you're going to come out a few times, look at our memberships. They are an excellent value for our annual memberships. Most of them pay for themselves within 2 to 3 visits, depending on your family size. So, come often, enjoy the zoo, get to know our animals. We have a lot of new things changing out all the time. We'll be opening our Stingray Bay this fall, so we'll have our touch and feel stingray tank. So we just have a lot of fun things always going on at the zoo.
Sweet. So it's at the Montgomery Zoo, and again, the first one's happening on Thursday the 15th. That is military appreciation, and then coming up on the 20th, which is a Tuesday, American Eagle Day at the Montgomery Zoo. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem.
Your city, your station, your voice. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.